area where they were really fighting, you know, to that spot, and they sink his ship. So he died with his people there in that ship. Found with him.
Oh, okay, that would have been Whitlam.
Mm-hmm, Frank Whitlam. He said he was a good person, plus his deckhands, his workers. That's it that he can remember about these things.
It's August 2nd, 1983, and Joe Sun is now going to talk about the things he did from 1942 after the closing of the mines in this area and then on.
First of all, he went over to Candle. Latter part of June to middle part of July. He worked that long there. He said he didn't quite like that place where he was working at. They didn't give him a place to stay or anything. They were staying in an old abandoned house.
No,
he runs a hydraulic there at Candle for that long, and he wasn't making much still, but they were trying to let him rent this place too that he was staying at, so he didn't like that, and he was planning to go home here to Shangnak. Somehow they find out he was working there, so they called him in from Nome to work over there.
Tak munga kama wasi nomun dara tap kununga FANun tupiranun Tetapi sampai semua kapan dah hal panggup lama, sebab tu mah tak kenyi malam ni tak mana.
When he went to Nome, he worked for 2 months. as a carpenter helper for an FAA station. They were building houses then.
Nobody shavok shava takta mitatna. Ketabuarak pokshak nerit honi. Pigili pa manangijakop lunga. Pipman ngatarangijaklung.
He was still working there, but they send a message to him from here, his hometown, that there. Arnorak, so
Arnorak, eh.
Their daughter was really sick, so he had to go home. She was really bad.
You was it a Mangilakama? Okay, Mitterani. Tama, ni sunuk syawak taklunga. Tara sikup man. Nau wampami maani. Tad kimnya tara, kimnya tupak. Kangemnya tak rakhota teknya tau tukaku te camu rana tup kota tamna.
Eh?
Inyu F-A-A-T pigi galau kangat. Amip aci angapora tukau pigi kangat. Tam na tauk sekliu FAA sabag ne ilak ro na gak siyat.
Ah.
Ubasi tak mani sabag wing ma. Tak na ulak si ama tat kap tat kim nyo ini sabag sa kumap lo tiktok. Tak mani tara sabag kisipak to tinagla. Tak ibruminga nunak ni sabag sakpata it nagkangat ni. Tetapi kita juga sambil gitu nggak, terus kapan dah help pengurung asal?
And at that late November winter time, they started repairing the old FAA station, which was up there. Remember when we got those cabins? Yeah. At Nome, his boss told him that you'll be working at that place when they start repairing it. So. That's what he did. And he worked here around town too, little things here and there.
Don't know what he that came yet connect to. All Rockman, there are only 43 me. Jemu rapat kot no sabil git jenga. Tadarane tad kibani ko tad kib kuninga kik minyak nak bikanik kangemnya tikak tukamnik. Tad pichilo kangatikun berbil nyak taunun sabil git jenga. Jemu rapat tad kibunun berbil pcai nyak man.
Okay, comes summertime again and it was 1943. He start working for Jim Robbins. And they were going to make an airport, remember? He pointed out where the Grand Berry picking area was?
Yeah.
Back there somewhere. There's an old landing strip back there. So that's where he started working again.
Tak kira macam tak makan ni, tak papa mesti begit kalau tu agla, akit pagi jona nukle mana tak siak lugu, atun nukle sangat.
Iya.
Tak kamit kalau tu, nausut nak tu kami kamu papa.
He says you can still see that old landing strip, but the reason why they didn't use it at that time, use it that much was the gravel was too loose. You know, when it's windy, it makes ditches and stuff.
Tak kira kau warai tak kimia kasok lugu pe abda, tapi tak kunani cimurapat kau ni sebab tunggatan, pichane inye ke khanga ni khama to lu ke up ka ngani as pasta me pocket loading pit mata tera track tarting lunga ta mandi tat ke vani shabal ri chunga ta bru mandi lo 43 me ke pengen shule all right treatment 44 me ta ta ko na ni shule shabak tunga tat ke vani track tarting ra lunga ta.
He was still working with Jim Robin in the year of 43 and 44 as a hydraulic driver, catcher, or whatever it is. They found an asbestos rock going through Dog Creek, and there's a mountain back there where the creek ends, right in that area. So he worked these two summers, 43 and 44. With the same guy.
That pop matat na inya kep kangan nun. Long ning mayo rock tota at laniki kayok te kaktak lunga track tang malro lutik. Tupak tupak poramik that pop mga malro ning na perot. Damon.
Inya kep kangan nun?
Eh, inya kep kapengan ni that pop ma. That given to all up again.
He says on very top of that mountain they built two big log cabins.
That non did luck made low washitamna carpak penya as best up pocket acting.
There was some asbestos inside that mountain, and they think that all of that mountain was that sort of stuff, but it was just a little, you know, just this section, not the whole mountain. So they quit working on it when the asbestos was all gone.
Was it at Nakaklama? That Pina, that Kivani Kasokama? Sama orang ni malung ni Harry Brown pun sambil cuma tak men aku tengok lunga orang ni malung ni sambil cuma tak berubah kenyau tapi jadi sekasok kamu
maybe about 1945-46 two summers he started working for Harry Brown, which goes down to Kotzebue and back, and he says he worked for him as a driver for his boat. This Harry Brownie had a store up there in Kobuk.
Ama kasuk ama pemun abunga atau cime orang me kan bilak tak tahu nun abunga sabar tengah sa tap kau gak kau kuter tabunga sabar lagi cuma
kimun tenun namun
ama personal pay me awane. Kikikik nakangat nun. Kikikik muntam.
That following summer from, where are we now, 45? 46?
46.
That next summer he went over to Ikikik to that big cannery that they have.
To Ikikik?
Ikikik. It's in Bristol Bay area. I don't know how you spell Ikikik.
tau rumo va se tau bunga ka khlonga ka gun tere aur rama tau che mi sha va sunga nanga ta na ma ni aur re rum la uma ka ge khone pe man shu running ma koninga tu per neglo ta na track tanning na ga ka shone pacha monik ik se ra ka ting lunga tat ke wane Shabak tau lap lunga me ta nao ke ma.
Ie.
Ta na shabak sunga na ngau rama tau che mao re runga ta maa ni taap kuna ni pinya ke kham.
And in the that following summer, that next summer he didn't work. He stayed home all the time. But whenever the barge comes up to Kobuk, he would run a tractor, loading the stuff in that has to go and unloading stuff that has to get out.
Dump no car long over heater. 1949 me. There are five peg much of well get you
at about 1949 he went to Fairbanks to work over there.
Dump money heater, shovel, turn a shovel, vaccine, a car, or wrong me. Nashalak tingup lunga shawak tingu.
He worked as a on nozzles or
hydraulic tingu.
Hydraulic driver working on probably big pipes again like that. They were doing in the mine.
Da pumani that pumu fepegu. Kiloni shabak bikam ne shabak tak bikate mani living good it nagariya.
So it's not too far from Fairbanks. The name of it is Living Good.
Aurat kiri mana si tagungal kiri nyama. Hydraulic pip lunga drag tak tingup lunga tarana urat kik masyawal gitsunga tak mani.
The following summer he went back to Living Good and he was a cat driver. Cat skinner, whatever you call it. Is that a hornet?
Hee. Ugari tapko ga kaukun. Tagungal git nyama. Tapko. Kangik siga laugit ke. Ubagok sabak makinak pagit yoni. Inyuk inyuk toog sutit nakotik pit mata. Tasamunga taan namun uyu nyaktunga. Fepeng.
Eh?
Ugari tapko nunga. Alanun kap nenu tasamandigis piraunun shabwilgitlum.
When he went back to Living Good that fall other summer or the next time he asked them see if there will be more jobs but they told him there weren't much to be worked on that summer so he went directly to Fairbanks, town of Fairbanks and found another company and start working there.
What was the name of that company at Living Good?
Living good misavak visin sumi gati khanik pa
tapko over boyo rap logo chi
he can't remember
you bag lock up net cup net sumi him yap ka ta khak pat boyo la pariyo
nakuru
it carishallah lu gitiga te mokaku
he said he might think of it later on
you what out taganak she taratarani akulip lugu shabak shimarunga tapkununga tasamani at lanulikap nino shabak shimarum.
Akulip lugu?
Yeah, akulip lugu.
So for the last time, those his working years, he was working at Fairbanks that year, being away from home.
Nasegakaklanga taruna tarapinyani pemun rani perg mo shabwek sumo tara pinipirumani
born night me
eh born night kami sunawa
eh
tara track takting upunga ta na shabak tunga tapinyani sama Shikhiya Shavaktuma Tat Pirumani Rani Prash Pagata Manolang Nipruma Tapkunani Rani Me Tri Samas Shavaktuma Ashi Tat Picho Tat Pirko Kanakat kutter that presuming at Nung Negashi Mata Shabakama 3 years, surely that Pinani Shabakrung that Pichudan.
Yeah, when Reinberg started prospecting that copper mine area, which we call Bornite now, he worked for Reinberg for 3 summers. Three years, he said. And then when he found this copper, there are a big company called Kennecott opened it up, or was it Breaking Hand? Which one was it? Anyway, he worked 3 more years, so he said 6 years altogether. He's been working at that copper mine. He was a cat skinner also, operating tractors. It started operating in early 60s, probably 60, 59, around there. Because my husband was working back there too. We weren't married yet at that time.
We were back in 1950s. Let's see. 1951, last time in Fairbanks.
Yeah. So from there on, he said he worked with Ryan Burke when he was prospecting back there.
Okay.
Till the time it was open.
Drill help pangup rumah drill lockdown ni ikayok tinguk rumah dat penyanyi tapko sampai mata kena kat kuduko drill lockdown ni drill help pangup rumah dari orang ni penyiasan ni siapa pelik
those last 3 summers that he worked, he was working as a drills helper when Kennecott opened that mine.
Tak nak kahlo ngobati tak pinjani siapa gok semua, una pau pane, mayu tetikun mayu kahlega tak nak tukur terup lomu tet tahun ni tak nak pinjak tok time ni kira hal panguruni, uma asih ni ke ukup utok kahlo ngamitera. Tak pelikori tak maknik tak nak lagi cuang. Kita nak kasih kamu tak penyanyi. Terlak tahun ni kayok tahun ke kamu. Terurani perumur sab pelikit cuma asih. Tak nama ni tak nenunami sini awanek sih kotip lunuk. Raga kunuk tak nasuri terus. orang ni kapsi surung nemnya, si sama sur, nana orang ni terletak na rani misa balik itu.
Okay. When he was a driller's helper, he said he always have to go back and forth, you know, going up the ladders and down. And he told these guys that he was getting too old for that, you know. So he no longer works there, and he started working for Ryan Brook again because he was still prospecting every place, like in Candle area and I don't know which areas. But he said he worked for him for 4 more summers when he quit working at the mine, copper mine. So that'll take us up to about 19. What?
Na terasa bag lunga pikir cengar rani kon pe amatereta na orang orang kamnuk teman nuk tau tip kahonuk ting mesin. Tak na uban ini mekau nak siungi nyak lunga sabat layar metan. Tak na terapirak yangi lapisukun na teramik tan.
He says when he's working with Brian, he just stay at their campsite, you know, just doing these little chores here and there. And Ryan would be the one that would be walking around the areas that he thinks might have something. That's a hornet.
Tetap kena ni tak nenung nasihat kalau kamu nak mahani kurumi brush pakai lakru tak ni perakangan ni piyumaca kami tak tahunya sambil gitu macam
eh
rani kau tahu ni tak menerusi tak ni nani kau nak silgi juga orang matu cumi.
Okay, the next following summer again, which brings up us to about what? 19 what now?
1962 maybe.
Yeah, that could be right. They went over to a place called Gugruk. Reinberg was still prospecting, and he still do the same thing, stays at their campsite and just do chores around the area in their camp. So they did that again that whole summer,
62. Teratak mana orang nak tak selalu sabar gitu, terani tahu ngat kita mau ngat tu pernik change lami uang ngat pemungut ruk ngat nyik repair rak ngat lak suip ngat tak nak kapan temuk ngat le orang nak gitu terani teraku lep lu terasa waktu tak nak kapan tak ngat tu pernik untuk kau tanik takut ni lok lok sini tak pemungut recording track tapi kalau tak tak lewit
kan tu minyu vok nga
eh kan lama kerja nga tak nak siapa mau repair rak lewit orang vok teren minyu sutup kic
okay that following summer so it would be
63
that was his last time working. He says they were moving all houses from Candle to Gugruk, which we wrote down. 3 houses to be repaired. So he was working as a carpenter, fixing them up, those houses up.
tag and the shake car long at our room money, the rookie book, the retire after the shabby workshop.
So after that, he retired from work probably 2 years later,
65. Yeah, I think around 1965.
Social Security. Yeah, somewhere around there. Anyway, that was his last job right there.
Social Security,
and after his retirement, he started, his only income was from his Social Security. He says some white people still ask him to work with them, but he says he's retired already, so he just say no, I won't. It's relaxing time, I guess.
First time.
After his retirement, each year, till last year, he traps for skin for animals and sells the skins, I guess. But he said last year was the first time he never get any or do any trapping. That's about it for his working years till the time he quit. Not unless you have further questions, he says.
Yeah, I had one question about these jobs were mostly during the summer, but then what were you doing during the winter time?
Oh, the matko or kainin sa vatlatin, uking nigok surage, ukiyakman.
Ukiyakman tara ko tara nandagak tawak tumo.
Ah.
Tama pisu pingang matara kongan nunatamon tara tat kongan kainyak tat na ilangane ukiyat ilangane.
Okay, during those years when he don't work in the winter time, he goes upriver for marten hunting, and then comes March when the days are getting longer, he goes out to Nunatak. All those years he's been doing that, winter times. And then come summertime, he start working again, like what we were talking about there.
That ends the life history for now. Now Joe Sun is going to tell some of the old stories, but true stories from this area.
Uva yamik tay rominga pukak to tigi so nikanga nigi yugor na kama ugot nip chak to lang na tuma she yatuwa ona iyaga mego maunga ko wakhone tat kevani shulupo wakto mene it katagonasak inyong nitema keton galang ne tap kuninga dukko karonasak tamonga kami irnyed lang ne irnyinga tam nasi wano kachar misyo nilip lugo sinik tao katigip lugo lupira nega
Yeah, he's telling a story about a person named Sadyat. He's from Kukpok area, the Indian River. Across there, he's an Indian. They call these people from Kukpok area Iyaramit. Because he says this Kukpok area might be a rocky area. That's why they call them Iyarami. And when this person came to this Kobok area, and he stays with a couple that had a son, and the son of this couple became like his own brother when he was staying with them.
Wahai tamna nukacar mision dilicanga katia amigo atekahane.
The boy that became like his brother's brother, his name was Katia A.
Wahai, tamanit katakanlah kami tak kau nga angilahot ni tapi jangan metuko katia adilim saya dile. Tak kini nunatap kangenilu, alasup kangenilu, tak ni nanuk tak hodengi nyunak tanggungaksat, kau tiga lagi.
The relatives of Sayyid live at the. Okay, here's nunatap, and then the end would be about right there, there in that area. And out in the Kukpok area, which they call Iyaramit.
Wahita natapko sa yatuna. Imma tatkane kuwagan rekhone pi merlo kanoklo tema kuwang mitu ko isung man renyak parum kuwang min ma ngem minyu nalingisa warita na kuwang menu sakip lone tamne se yet tema tatna Unduk mariok tak sesok-se manukar me ingrenyun mayorak silatawakta nane nekaktaunik tautunakane tamane napaktut tungangat ni man tematatna taro iknermik tautukume taro novo uplagluwit uplame tatna tokocukluwit
And one of his times that he goes up to here into our area, people from Kobok area didn't treat him right, and he got mad when he went back to Gukpuk. So he don't come up here anymore. But from that area over there, he'd be coming towards this way and go on top the hill and try to spot a fire during the night, because there'd be Kobuk people around there in the camping. And he was thinking to go down there during that night while they're sleeping and kill them all in comes morning. That's how mad he was for some reason.
Was he that Nasegalit Mirlo? Tam Nali, Tamia Nukachet, Missouri Lichanga, Katia Hat, Kakinak Shoglet, Laming Nukat Pamik to Waka Chakoni, Tam Nali Yok, Katia Hat, to Wakata, Kataksinyamig at the Kaktok. Kataksinya.
Kataksinya. Oops. Okay, and one. One time, this boy that became like his brother and other young guy named Kataksinya went out there too, to probably hunt or something.
Wari Dabkuk, Tatkani Kakimagalakamik, Angilat Munat Machakta Hotiga Lakta. Kome ik nekaktauk tautung negai. Amitere kisuti langang nalugalawa tapko se yatuma malrognik tuwakate kahone angutignik. Uyomenyik ilakase kahlogo. Tatponga mayok nasuk tam na pinyayok teyut laichatuwa se yalo uwa. Tam naglago yo kibla rock.
Kibla rock.
Aninganga nagninga.
Okay, said this guy said it was in that area too. And he saw these two boys on fire during the night. And said it had two guys with him. One of them was his nephew by the name of Kivlirak. But they don't recall the other guy's name. But he had two people with him then. So they spotted their campsite. These two young guys were backpacking home from Nunatak area after their hunting. But at that time, Sayyid really didn't know who they were, but they spotted their campsite fire during the night.
There a top call, Unnawak, Demi Nakawak, but little without Nakaw Jehudin. Kau mati kecelau negat, ik negak tau tep coping ya sud. Tema New York, tak ne tatkani tak sesok shipment, mani unni ame. Hat tau tawane, ik negak kakotik, tema bunga sakruk, ik negmik sanek anu da bunga sakruk, singi gagak tu tarungan dalla sunga katik. Tema tak ne anggu yang ni gek ship yukik taru tak. Tak kau pasti tak nak tahu. Pakin kain di lakati yok tera. Sinyik pak nak suri mata kau. Pasti tak pungam majuraa tahotikyo maninyagmon na pakto tilaot nun pinyasak ilakatariyo kayaupira ni na pakto mon na yumalaktika ni ta na pujok lugi perak nila doon nga si tereta kulaks lugo tereta nun mayyok ilaks lugo.
Okay, during that night they start coming closer to their campfire. He says, long time ago, these people would be aware of other people coming towards them. So they would have their campfire right here, but they wouldn't be sleeping close by. They'd go a little further somewhere from their fire to sleep, being aware of other people coming to them and just get them right there. So these two guys had their campfire down there and they went up to a little hilly area where there's a lot of trees and were sleeping there, and they must have overslept. And it was bright already in the morning. And one of them left his pole. You know, they use poles when they travel, like canes. And he left his cane lying on a tree, and the guys from down below spotted this rock and comes towards them. Because these people were really looking around, you know, and they spotted his rod, that staff.
Wari pakit na mesyik sinik